speaks in different ways. Welcome to Music Talks. I'm Huang Rui. A two-stringed instrument steeped in centuries of Chinese tradition. From its origins rooted in ancient folklore to its modern resonance in diverse musical genres. The erhu is a composite bowed string instrument with a wooden body. The precursor of the erhu, the xiqin, was introduced to the central plains during the Tang Dynasty by the northern nomadic ethnic group, the Xianbei. The xiqin used bamboo strips to rub the strings, belonging to the category of friction bow string instruments. During the Tang Dynasty, the xiqin was introduced to the central plains and was then known as the jiqin. In the Tang and Song periods, the instrument featured a playing technique that combined plucking and bowing. Over time, it gradually evolved into the huqin, played using a bow made of horsetail hair. The term hu was a generic name used by people in the central plains to refer to nomadic ethnic groups, indicating that this instrument originated from the grasslands. Later, the Han ethnic group referred to it as the erhu, denoting its two strings. During the Northern Song Dynasty, the erhu had already attained a considerable level of playing proficiency. There is an anecdote recorded, which recounts an incident at a royal banquet. A performer named Xu Yan played the jiqin for the emperor and ministers. Due to Xu Yan's intense emotional expression and vigorous playing, he unexpectedly broke one of the strings. In such a formal setting, breaking a string was considered inauspicious. However, Xu Yan, quick-witted and composed, did not show any change in expression. He continued playing with the remaining single string, skillfully maneuvering the bow and maintaining precision in his finger movements until he completed the piece. Unlike the xiqin, the modern erhu uses a horsehair bow. Zhao Qian, associate researcher of the Chinese National Academy of Arts, further explains the structure of this musical instrument.
琴身呢,有琴头、琴轴、琴杆、琴弦、琴筒组成。
The erhu's body comprises the head, shaft, neck, strings, and resonator, while the bow consists of the bow stick and horsehair. The friction of the bow on the strings produces sound vibrations. The material and shape of the resonator, usually made of rosewood and redwood, influence volume and tone quality. The neck, connected to the resonator, provides support. Strings, either silk or steel, with steel being more common, create a bright, sharp sound.
Now let's enjoy a piece of erhu music, Capriccio of Kenyan San Men, or San Men Xia Chang Xiang Qu in Chinese. This piece is unique in its form, vividly depicting the real-life scenes of the positive and optimistic laboring people at the San Men Canyon Reservoir construction site.
Thank you.
When discussing the development of the erhu, one cannot overlook the significant contributions of many outstanding composers and performers, such as Liu Tianhua. Drawing inspiration from Western compositional techniques, he created many renowned erhu pieces, along with 45 erhu exercises, elevating the repertoire and artistic standards of the erhu to unprecedented heights.
在一百多年前，他就以超长的文化自省和文化自觉，担起了振兴国乐的重任。
Over a century ago, he demonstrated exceptional cultural difference and awareness, taking on the crucial task of revitalizing traditional Chinese music. He founded the Society for the Improvement of National Music with a visionary approach, proposing the development of Chinese music by integrating indigenous essence while embracing foreign influences, forging a new path through the fusion of Eastern and Western elements. In terms of the erhu playing techniques, he incorporated violin techniques into erhu performances, pushing the expressive capabilities of erhu music to new heights. More importantly, he led the erhu's transition from a folk accompaniment instrument to the classrooms of higher education and the stage of professional solo performances.
Here, let's enjoy one of Liu's work, Marching on a Bright Road, or Guangmingxing in Chinese. The song is considered bold in erhu creation, although it absorbs some advanced factors of Western music, such as tone, tone transfer, melody progress, music structure, and performance skills. The whole of the music still maintains a distinctive national style. It is not only a march with real Chinese style, but also a model work that draws lessons from Western music to improve and enrich national music. Another noteworthy figure is Abin, a Taoist who from a young age studied erhu, pipa, and other instruments under his father, the head Taoist of a local Taoist temple. Despite his folk origins, how did he manage to leave his mark in the relatively short history of modern erhu development, spanning a century? The primary reason lies in his poignant composition, The Moon Reflected on Erquan, or Erquan Yingyue in Chinese. The song has become well known, and so the predominant impression that most people have of the erhu is one of melancholy. However, does this mean that erhu excels only in such somber compositions? Quite the contrary. The erhu is a versatile instrument capable of expressing a wide range of emotions, from sorrowful to joyful, encompassing narrative and dramatic styles. In addition to the pieces we just appreciated, there are other masterpieces in different styles that also showcase the distinctive features of the erhu. For example, in the lively genre, horse racing, or saima in Chinese, is a well-known piece created by erhu performer Huang Haihuai in 1959. This composition vividly portrays the enthusiastic scenes of herdsmen engaging in horse racing on the grasslands. The use of various techniques such as strong bowing, bouncing the bow, and plucking the strings elevates the erhu's performance skills to a new level. Who has the ability to express various emotions and bring to life the characteristics of different ethnic minority musical compositions. Galloping Steeds, or Zhan Ma Ben Teng in Chinese, composed by erhu performer Chen Yaoxin in 1976, shows the erhu's prowess, passion, exuberance, and unstoppable masculine rhythm. F major, a common key signature in Mongolian music style, is adopted as the motive of the music. The piece has not only enjoyed high acclaim domestically, but has also gained popularity internationally. Over the years, Chen Yaoxin and his son have traveled abroad with the orchestra, performing on various continents. They brought the piece to the Sydney Opera House and performed it in the Golden Hall of Vienna, consistently achieving excellent results in each performance. Another famous piece, The Grapes Are Ripe, or 葡萄熟了 in Chinese, depicts the Xinjiang people celebrating the grape harvest season with song and dance. The composition has a distinct Xinjiang ethnic character, featuring a rigorous structure, clear musical form, fresh and beautiful melodies, unique and rich style, lively and upbeat rhythms, and passionate and unstrained emotions. The erhu used to be a backup instrument in different groups, helping out with the melody and making the music sound richer. But over time, people noticed its unique sound and how well it can express emotions. That's when it started gaining attention for solo performances. In today's world, the erhu keeps changing by teaming up with lots of different instruments.It can play all sorts of music, blending traditional Chinese melodies with Western classical music, jazz, and beyond. The Forbidden City Chamber Orchestra, established in 2008, has become a great champion for sharing Chinese music worldwide. It has cool traditional Chinese musical instruments like the erhu. The founder of the orchestra, also a professor of the China Conservatory of Music, Zhang Zunlian, told us that the orchestra has worked with renowned composers internationally, showcasing its own compositions, blending traditional instruments with Western string quartets and pianos. And thanks to these collaborations, music experts now have seen that Chinese instruments like the erhu aren't just for solo performance. The orchestra now is getting a lot of love from music fans and experts. They say their music has a fancy and classy feel that's special to Chinese tunes. They are also praised for playing old favorites while adding a modern twist. People even call them one of the top chamber orchestras globally. The erhu, an instrument with a long history and cultural importance, will keep changing and growing. It's important to keep the old vibes alive while letting musicians try new things, mixing it with different types of music, instruments, and playing styles can make it more versatile and popular. in today's music world. Now it's time to wrap up today's show. Let's enjoy another Erhu solo piece named Little Flower Drum, or 小花鼓 in Chinese.Thank you for tuning in. I'm Huang Rui. The evolution of Chinese musical instruments shows a diverse cultural history. We'll share more about ancient Chinese music in upcoming episodes of Music Talks. Stay tuned for fascinating insights. Until next time, goodbye.